Our next item is subdivision 2006-8, Francis R. and Mary S. Hazard. Hazard subdivision as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have anything else to add besides or except from the notes that I sent, except that we reviewed a recent 2006 aerial photograph and a forested buffer would not be required on this project.
Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision 2006-14 for Gray Properties, I move that we grant preliminary approval based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed...
Let me stop you just for a second. I think we're subdivision 2006-8.
I stand corrected. Thank you.
Francis R. and Mary S. Hazard.
Picked up the wrong one. Sorry, Ben, trying to do your job for you, Ben. Thank you.
Yeah. There you go.
No wonder it looks so good.
You faxed it, dude.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-8 for Francis R. and Mary S. Hazard based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, with the conditions placed upon it, the subdivision meets the purpose and requirements of the subdivision code and protects the orderly growth of the county. And the items listed in 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. Two, the density is less than the maximum density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. All lots shall be a minimum of 3/4 acres in size. Three, the subdivision is integrated into the existing terrain and surroundings. Four, the subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Five, the subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. Six, DENREC has provided a septic feasibility statement for individual on-site septic systems. Seven, a homeowners association will be created to maintain streets, open space, stormwater management areas, and street lighting. Eight, a variance from the maximum allowed cul-de-sac length of 1,000 feet should be granted as the applicant is only seeking an additional 27 feet to provide for a minimum lot frontage and to provide a turnaround. Nine, the recommendation is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 12 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall record restrictive covenants governing the development and cause to be formed a homeowners association to be responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. All entrances shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements. A system of street lighting shall be provided by the applicant, and the location of the street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. And the restrictive covenant shall include the agricultural use protection notice. Street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. And last, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That serves my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-8, Francis R. and Mary S. Hazard subdivision as a preliminary with the stipulations and conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.